Is that so, Jimmy? Gerard said with a sly grin, catching the tremble in Jimmy's hand as he handed him the glass. You got a set of brass balls on you after what happened here last time, I'll give you that. Gerard was purposely winding the man up. I mean, they're tiny balls, but brass balls all the same. Picking up his pint, Gerard downed the entire drink in just seconds before setting the glass back down on top of the bar as if proving a point. But I'll tell you when we're done here. Stick another one in there and bring it over to me. Jimmy nodded dutifully. He saw how bloodshot Gerard's eyes were, the man's pupils swollen like black saucers, his glare emotionless. He watched as Gerard staggered back to the table of his men and sat back down. Jimmy knew better than to argue with the man further when he was like this. Gerard was on one tonight, high as a kite on cocaine and alcohol, and Jimmy knew, without doubt, there was trouble brewing. He had a feeling that Gerard's men, sitting around the table with him, could sense it too. He could see the looks that passed between them all, how they were all acutely aware that Gerard's dark, twisted mood was building inside of him, ready to erupt at any minute. No one wanted to be the one who set the man off from the edge. Jimmy walked across the pub and placed a fresh pint in front of Gerard, glad that he was too preoccupied to give him any more grief. Distracted as he was by the line of coke on the table in front of him. Cheers, Paul Denman said, his tone almost apologetic, and Jimmy could tell by Paul's face that he wasn't overly happy with Gerard's behaviour tonight either. As Jimmy stared around the pub, he was aware of how quickly most of the locals had cleared out since this lot turned up. Apart from the odd loner dotted about, they were the only ones left in here. As I was saying, Paul continued, now that Gerard was back at the table, though he was starting to think that the man was only here in body and not in spirit. Gerard's logic and brain would have been obliterated by the amount of gear he'd shoved up his nose already tonight. It wasn't the best time for this discussion to take place, but Paul didn't have much choice. Gerard needed to be given a fair warning that they were heading for a complete shit show. Otherwise they'd all be dragged down, Paul included. I've started moving all the gear, and I've told all our boys to stop doing runs and sit on the stuff that they've got left. We all just need to lie low and wait this out until the heat's off us. Not this again, Paul, for fuck's sake! I told you earlier, you are overreacting. We don't need to move shit, and we don't need to lay low. They've got nothing on us. Gerard said with a certainty that Paul didn't share. Gerard, they busted the cuckoo house that Jax Priestley was using, remember? Jax was stabbed to death by the tenant and the place got raided by the police. This ringing any bells? Paul shook his head, furious that Gerard wasn't taking the situation more seriously. They seized thousands of pounds worth of money and drugs, not to mention weapons and mobile phones. It's only a matter of time before they start tracing things back to us, Gerard. That's if they haven't already. I'm telling you now, we need to be careful. He knew how pig-headed his boss could be when his mind was made up. The problem with Gerard was that he was beginning to believe his own bullshit. He was starting to really think that he was untouchable, above the law, when the truth was, believing that you were invincible was a dangerous place to be. There is no trail. I told you, nothing can lead back to us. We used burner phones and we only ever deal in cash. The police haven't got a fucking clue who or what they are dealing with here. They are too busy running around after the hood rats like that Jax kid to have any inkling who's running things further up the chain. Gerard took a mouthful of his beer. Anyway, who cares? Who gives a fuck about the likes of Jax Priestley? Gerard dared anyone around the table to say different. They all clearly knew the score. No one, that's who. The kid was nothing more than a commodity, a means to an end. Fuck me, I had the new kid